Before we get into the episode, I want to take a quick second to talk about some exciting announcements from the team behind one of my all-time favourite audio dramas, Victoriosity. The first thing is that they have a new season being released right now, and I was delighted to be asked to contribute some of the sound design of the series and the fascinating world of even greater London. The second is that the creators of Victoriosity, the amazing Jen and Chris Sugden, have a book out set in the world of Even Greater London, with Fleet and Clara investigating a brand new mystery. The book is called High Voltage and is released on March 14th, which also happens to be my birthday. So if you've not got me anything, buy yourself a copy and we'll call it even. I deeply love Victoriosity. If you put the writings of Terry Pratchett, Douglas Adams, and a deep understanding of Victorian literature and culture into a steampunk blender, you'd get this truly special show. The very first indie podcast I ever saw live was Victoriosity down in Oxford in 2018, I think. It's actually where I met Ella Watts, so you could say we have Victoriosity to thank for Camlin and, well, most of my career, I guess. Anyway, I'll stop rambling. Please check out Victoriosity wherever you get your podcasts and High Voltage wherever you get your books. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the episode.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Getting caught in the wrong shoes can interrupt your plans for the day. Like when that 10% chance of rain ends up looking more like 100%. When the transition to fall and winter feels more like experiencing every season on the same day, there's the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Cross off errands with the splash protection on the wool runner mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with all-condition traction and reflective details on the wool dasher mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the mudguard on the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
This message has been approved by the royal family.
This broadcast is a mystically woven figment in a series of instructional presentations on initiating the dungeon-based economic cycle. This presentation is titled An Introduction to Dungeon Design. Accompanying this broadcast is the designated dungeon design document describing monster domiciles, or... bloody hell. MD. Once you have decided upon your location and monster of choice, a number of design decisions have already been made for you. It is important to perform deep study into the nature of your preferred monster, so that you may craft a dungeon of appropriate scale and function. Here are five questions you should ask yourself regarding your chosen monster. 1. How large is the creature? The size of the creature will affect everything from the dimensions of doorways, widths of corridors, and the size of living spaces. A dragon will struggle to fit inside a kobold tunnel network, and the kobold will feel insecure in caverns that could allow larger, more powerful creatures to prey on them. B. Is your chosen creature solitary or communal? The social structure of the monster is highly important. Do they live in large conurbations, such as goblins or lizardmen? Tight family groups like the badger, or are they solitary like trolls? Larger groups require a few large spaces for congregation and primitive rituals, but are also smaller living spaces, all connected together. At the other end of this spectrum, solitary creatures will require one or two spaces. How sanitary is your creature? Some creatures require the proper facilities before they will move into a space, almost like they're people. Kobolds, for example, are notoriously clean. Their lairs are spotless, and they spend a great deal of time polishing one another's scales. As such, they require an obvious spot that is away, but not too far, from the living areas to use as lavatories. On the other hand, this is less important for goblins, as they are notoriously covered in their own... Number four. Does the creature levitate? Levitating creatures do not navigate in the same way as land-bound beings, or even creatures of flight. Beings of levitation can navigate structures and tunnels that are vertical, as though it were a normal hallway to your eye. For an example of levitating beings, see the entry for the Beholder Badger in Her Majesty's Monster Classification Guidance document concerning the Standard Monster Classification System. Again? V? Will your creature attract minions? More powerful monsters will also have a number of other monsters in servitude, either through financial agreement, reverence, coercion, telepathic manipulation, administrative error, and/or contractual blood debt. Should you be designing a dungeon for such a monster, it is important to include additional facilities for their employees, much like an architect would design a manor for the head of the household, family, and servants. All these aspects must be considered together when establishing the layout and features within your dungeon. Getting one of these aspects wrong could lead to an unoccupied dungeon, or one containing monsters for which you have not prepared adequate procedures in your monster management plan, or... which will be the subject of future broadcast.
Whoops.
It is vitally important that your dungeon design avoids the following layout and features. A circular rune of impossible proportions, made of spiraling passageways which are sloped upwards yet lead downwards. Downwards deep into the earth. Deep towards the hard fires of this world. Deep into the minds of man. Deep into your fears. Deep. 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 Culminating in a spherical chamber which somehow has corners. Contradictions to make your eyes bleed. Each line follows a different path. You can look from any direction, the shape always the same. This is the symbol of him. And they. The symbol of Zardos. Yeshua Pronouns. Happy dungeon designing. This mystically woven figment was delivered through the Telepathic Broadcasting Service. It was written by Cameron Clare and performed by Roger Best, with Beth Crane as the Royal Seal. It was created and produced by David Devereux, with production coordination by David Pello, and is presented by Tin Can Audio.
Thank you for listening to the Dungeon Economic Model. If you'd like to help us make more, or alternatively, you're a generous benefactor and you'd like to turn us into gentlemen, head on over to tincanaudio.bandcamp.com and purchase a season pass for £3 or more. You'll get the entire series straight away, instead of having to wait for new episodes every week, because apparently patience is no longer a virtue. Purchasing a season pass is a great way to support the show and help all that we do here at Tin Can Audio. I'm not going to try this week. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope you continue to enjoy, or at the very least tolerate, the Dungeon Economic Model. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.